So I'll hit you with some rapid fire questions. What was your favorite part of doing the event?
For me, just getting to play in a large scale event again. I played in a whole bunch for Magic. Like, I remember doing a bunch of like the sealed Grand Prix, and I'm used to playing in 1500, 2000 player events. And it was fun just to be back in that situation again.
I like that. Olivia, did you have a favorite part of the event?
Yeah. To piggyback off what you just said, been to Magic events with Cliff years ago and done side events. And at that moment, it was still very intimidating for me. I'm not like the best card player ever. So it, even though you're doing like a draft or a sealed or something like that, pretty casual, it's still kind of intimidating. You're playing across from somebody that has probably played for years and you haven't. At this event, it didn't feel like that at all. And I really liked that. I feel like there's a lot of people new to card games in general, which is weird for me, because like that used to be me. So I am kind of teaching them a little bit. I feel like Lorcana is at a very beginner friendly phase right now.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love the accessibility part of it. Great call, because yeah, Magic can feel like an old boys club.
When I tried to get Olivia to play Magic, it was 2009, so the game had been around for 20 years. And you've got 50 million cards that you need to know and learn and everything like that. And if you've been doing it the whole time, all the important ones stick with you. Like, I'm sure, yes. I'm looking at Max when I say this, you could probably look at any card from at any point, and if it was a card of importance, you'd know exactly what it is.
That's right.
No matter, you verbatim, Oracle text, current rules text, you just know it.
That's right.
The Lorcana crowd is definitely more laid back than Magic crowd, and I think that's just because it is a much newer game, and it also is a more open environment to bring people in. There were a lot of little kids, a lot of adults, and I mean, we're adults, but like generations older than us.
That's
like
awesome.
People in their 60s and 70s there playing, because Disney brings more people in than the game itself.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So I know you had said that one of the things you liked was just that there was a larger female presence.
Oh yeah. I don't know if it's the game specific, that it's a Disney thing. It's open to everybody. Everyone would be interested. Magic is more of a boys club. Yeah, it's nice to have a bigger female presence in something like this. It also contributes to me being less intimidated, and that's really nice.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think I agree completely.
I think that leads into the age of the game. Like, Magic was all guys, and it's so much a bigger game that even if 5% of the Magic population is women, you're still flooded out. And maybe 0.5%, it feels like. And Lorcana, you may be 15, 20, or 30% of the crowd. There's still room to go to get more women used to the nerd space, but I also feel like the nerd gaming space is more open. People are more willing to enter it because there's not as much stigma behind it as there used to be, like when we were growing up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Nerd has become like a catchphrase or something that you can take a deep dive into, not a term you describe to somebody who doesn't quite fit in,
right,
in the standard sense. So I'm glad to hear that there's a lot of different kinds of people who are drawn to the game, and that they're keeping the atmosphere open for everybody to enjoy the game the way they want to enjoy it, which I think is great.
And the one thing I forgot to bring up during the day Sunday, when we were playing the constructed side events, I had something come up with the two-game format. If nobody has won after the second game, if it's a tie in a single elimination event, they do sudden death. So it's the first person to gain lore wins the game. And it was a blue-red mirror match. And we ended up on like turn six before we won, but it was like Tipo, Sisu, Brawl, Hyrum, and I ended up winning on like turn six, and the judge was surprised that it ended that quickly and that we had so many answers for each other's things.
That is pretty back and forth for so few ink out of those decks.
I looked at my opening hand, saw a develop your brain, and everything else was not a Tipo, so it was like easy six. Did not have a Tipo off the mulligan, but I found double Sisu, Hyrum, and three Brawls, and I was like, I'm winning this game.
Nice. Very cool. We use that awkward rule people may not be familiar with to segue into what was your least favorite thing about the event.
The event specifically would be the two-game format. It feels bad the whole time. Like when you win, even like for myself, it feels bad because it's like, okay, I now got 7 points, which is more than your standard I won in a best of three. Like the bonus point really is egregious in how quickly it propels you forward. Like we did the two-game format at this point a couple months ago, a local game store, and you had locked up the tournament after round three because you're the only person to win 2-0, 2-0, 2-0.
Right.
You could have just, nope, I'm good, and still won. And like either doing the two-game format to get rid of the intentional drawing into top eights for store champs, but you kind of get that anyway if you've 2-0, 2-0, 2-0'd. Nobody else can catch you, so you can just like, that's fine, I'm going to take a game from you and then concede.
Right.
Like, so you still end up with, like, I think it's a feels worse.
Absolutely. You can have this huge leap in points, which can definitely look a lot shabbier on paper. So that makes sense. And I think it also, from what I've heard, is it has that feeling when you're 1-1 of there's no resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you've played a lot of best of three, the point of the third game there is to break that and give you some final resolution. But without it, you can just be like, okay, so we're taking our 3 points each and nobody's getting that one bonus point, which kind
of
stinks. Right.
And like, even knowing that at the end of round two, I had 6 points because I drew the first two rounds. Knowing that if I had 1-2-0 the next round and anybody that had 2-0 lost, I'm still behind them.
Right.
If they get no points in round three, and I've gotten points, bonus point,
yep,
and I'm still beneath them, is just like, that's where, like, they really feels bad.
Absolutely. It makes it hard to want to climb that hill.
Mm-hmm.
Olivia, what was your least favorite thing or something that could use a little bit more tunings?
The worst thing, like, for me was not at the event at all, but getting the tickets to go there.
Good call out.
Was... more stressful than it had to be, especially knowing how many people didn't make it to...
150 people no-showed the main event.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of attendees didn't show up.
Knowing that, that's crazy, considering how me and Cliff were both, each of our computers, trying to get tickets through Eventbrite, and what a struggle that was, and just feeling like this is going to sell out in a couple minutes.
It sold out in 48 seconds.
More stressful than the event, trying to get a ticket for the event.
Yeah, I was lucky to get an attendee. We met a couple people that were there, like made travel plans and then showed up just hoping they'd get in.
Yeah, so I played a girl on Sunday in one of the constructed events. She got an attendee ticket on Sunday. Her husband had gotten, or boyfriend, I don't remember, had gotten a competitor ticket, and she just came along for the trip and she showed up on Sunday morning and they're like, yeah, we have attendee tickets we can sell.
Wow.
She got to participate. She was taking selfies with everyone that she played with. It's like, good for her that like she was able to do that. I know, like, you guys, like, that sucks.
Right.
Like, my experience with like buying the tickets was like screaming at my computer because everything just spun and spun and spun, and just, it's so unnecessarily stressful.
I agree completely. As somebody who did that but had the opposite result, same amount of shouting, I'm sure.
And like, the frustrating thing for me is like, if you guys had known, like, oh, they'll be selling attendee tickets at the door,
I would have definitely went.
Right.
Yeah.
I've never seen it publicized anywhere, that's for sure.
No one knows people are no-showing the tournaments, and maybe they should, I don't know, take a hint from airlines and try and overbook, maybe. I don't know.
There's got to be a resolution for sure.
So, like, for the event hall space, like, I don't know if you have a question about that, but, like, I can talk about the event hall space, was more than adequate to support more people than they had in there, which is great. We've been at Magic events that are way too huge for the tiny little room that you're in.
The Express Holiday Inns,
yeah.
Conference room.
Yeah, Westchester.
Yeah.
Mm. So there was room, which was nice. Like, walking around, the only time it was ever cramped was when you're with a bunch of other people trying to look at the vendor booth, or when the rounds are pairing and seating, everyone trying to get to their seat. Outside of that, adequate space everywhere. My issues with the hall were it was a 10-minute Uber ride off of the Strip. And it was like a 4-mile walk.
Right. That was going to say
from
that.
Our hotel. Like, so not a feasible walk.
No, not at all.
That was annoying. There was also, when we first got dropped off, whoever the parking lot attendant is was cursing and screaming at every Uber driver that was dropping people off. Like, I will have you towed if you don't just drop them and leave.
Wow.
So like, a bunch of our Uber drivers are like, it's never usually like this, or like, I've never been out here before.
Right.
So like, that was weird. My other issue, I understand that events like this are booked 6, 8, 12, 16, 18, 24 Absolutely. Months in advance. I understand that. There's one bathroom for men and women.
That's scary.
Like, men or women.
Right.
When you have potentially 3,000, I don't know how many attendee tickets they sell, but there was 2,048 competitor tickets possible. So if it's half of that as attendees, you've got 3,000 people in a room. For guys, it was 12 urinals and like 6 stalls.
Right, not a lot.
And I don't know how it was for the women's room, but obviously there's a lot less women at the event, so less of an issue with having a line out of the bathroom in. It's like theme parks, but for guys,
right,
the line.
But women also have the negative of they don't have a urinal.
Right. The bathroom layout, though, was prohibitive because everyone would funnel out waiting for the stall, and you would not know that all of the urinals were open.
Right.
Until somebody shouted down the line, hey, all the urinals are open.
Right.
where the little cafeteria was laid out poorly, and that everyone had to funnel in to get their stuff and funnel back out through the same spot.
Oh yeah, that's no good.
You were never really sure if you were in line, weren't in line, in somebody's way, or whatever.
Yeah, awkward.
The hall itself was very nice. Like, it wasn't that it was like run down or dingy. It just like
right.
poor location.
Right. Not the most ideal.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That all being said, would you do another Disney Lorcana Challenger event?
I would. It's the only like very competitive Lorcana that we have. The store champs are competitive. I'll say competitive plus.
Competitive-ish?
Yeah. Having played card games for so long, I like the big event feel, like when you're playing for a lot.
Right. Stakes.
Right.
Would you be an attendee to another Disney Lorcana Challenge or a competitor for the main event in the future?
At this point, I would be interested in being a competitor. From me, it says a lot, but Lorcana definitely feels like a more casual game. So being in the side events, it was a good time.
Awesome. So Olivia confirmed too good for just a side event.
Too good.
Too good.
Too good.
It. So what would, if you had a piece of advice to give to somebody who was going to their first, if Seattle's going to be their first Disney Lorcana Challenger event, and you could just give them one piece of advice, what would be the piece of advice you would give them? Other than your previous about be a good person if you have the opportunity. Right. Be excellent to each other.
Don't play slow.
Don't play slow is a good one.
Put in like a little bit of time and effort before the event. Like
sure.
Make it worth your time. Even if you live in the Seattle area, it's still a higher cost to play. You're still going out of your way to do it. Invest a little in yourself and play with your friends. Even if you guys all play casual, just play some games. Really make it worth your time. I'm not saying like set expectations of, oh, I'm going to win this. If you are new to the game, set your expectations of, I want to get to the 10 points to get some prize ball tickets.
Absolutely.
Go in with like a little bit of purpose and you can still have fun doing that.
I like the combination of your two answers being kind of respectful. Be respectful of everyone's time. Be respectful of your own time.
Right.
And make sure you're trying to get the most out of that commitment, right? Like Cliff said, you have 45 minutes. Be respectful of your opponent and give them the opportunity to play the game as well, but also make sure you're thinking through your important turns. Don't shortcut yourself because you have time to focus, right? Like each game should take you about 20 minutes. So you should have a touch of leftover time, and that's where you can buy in those important inflection points in the game. Let me take an extra minute to think this one through, but perhaps not 2 minutes to think about your first turn ink.
Right.
Let's have practiced enough to know that.
Right.
Yeah. I think that's fair. I think it's well said on both halves.
Points out, hey, I think you are playing a little slowly. Don't be offended.
No.
Just be aware that maybe you are taking a little longer because you may not be aware of it. So just take it as like a constructive criticism that's not meant to attack or hurt you. Just, hey, we need to make sure this game finishes.
Yes. And I think to piggyback off you, an advice I would give, not having done a DLC, but having done way too many Magic events, is the judges are there to help you. They want to help you. Do not be afraid to call them over. If your opponent calls a judge on you, don't be upset. The judge can answer any question. It could be as simple as, can you tell me what the text on that Donald Duck Musketeer card does, the one with Bodyguard? Can you tell me how that works? Just to make sure they know, but they also don't want to ask you because they may indicate to you that that's the card they don't want you to play.
Right.
Or that's the card they're going to have the most trouble playing around. That's their worst case scenario card. So they may need to pull a judge aside just to ask them the text on a card.
Right. Yeah. They may be asking for an objective. How does this work?
Yes.
And then judges are supposed to not give anything other than an objective answer of Bodyguard works as if it can be attacked. It has to be attacked.
Yes, exactly. It's just that could be anything. Call the judge when you need it. Don't be upset if somebody calls a judge. They're there to help everybody equally. Don't feel like you're trying to intimidate the opponent and don't feel intimidated or bad in any way about a judge being there. They're just there to help. And I know there's a lot of negative stigma around judge calls,
right.
But I definitely am judging events and playing in events. I assure you, judge is happy to help and there's nothing wrong with calling a judge over.
All the judges that I interacted with were very nice. All of them just wanted the event to run as smoothly as they possibly could get it to run.
Last thing, and if you've touched on pieces of it, I think throughout, is what would you like to see different after Worlds? We get into a new season of Disney Lorcana Challenger events. What would you like to see a little bit differently next time around?
So I know this horse is dead in our conversations between me and you guys. I just want PPG to, I guess, be more aware of the amount of people that want to play the game.
For sure.
I hope that they are already working on finding a better site than Eventbrite to funnel tickets to. I hope they're looking at larger venues to house more people so everyone can play. I would like to see more vendors, and I get that will come as the game ages, where more people are getting into the space. The feels bad is that they did have a couple artists there, but you had to, again, run the Eventbrite gauntlet to get a ticket for a specific time to go see the artist where they would sign two cards for you. And if you're playing in the main event and your time is, I'm saying like 1:30 and that's the middle of your round, well, you don't get to go.
You can't call a judge for a time extension to go over and get your card signed?
Right. I don't know if the ticket was like, hey, show up between 2 and 4. In playing in a bunch of Magic events, it's not unreasonable for you to have two rounds that go to time, depending on the deck you're playing. And you may not have, at any point in those 2 hours, time to go stand in a line to then talk to the artist or whatever it is, because you're going to take that time to go to the bathroom, ram some food down your throat real quick, catch a drink, just take a breath. I think if I could offer like constructive criticisms, it's just like a, just honest, like, hey, we did not expect this many people would be this interested this quickly. You really surprised us with Atlanta and have blown our expectations out of the water for every single one since then. We are working on fixing it. And this is our perspective time frame of where the improvements will be implemented.
That would be lovely. We see you and we're working on it. Would be great. I like that.
And that goes like with anything. If a company is having a hard time with something or struggling, just honesty with the community.
We've all been there.
Right. Gives you so much goodwill.
Absolutely.
That you can buy a lot of respect from your community just by being honest.
Yes. We all understand. We're all people trying to make something work. It doesn't always. Just be honest. Be transparent.
Yeah, my hopes are something on truly the East Coast, because like from where we are, our nearest one was 12 hours away.
Yeah, can we go down to Atlanta or up to Toronto? You pick.
Right. So Toronto would be 11, and yeah. Chicago's like a 12-hour, 14-hour drive.
Yep.
We had nothing in our general area.
Which is unusual, because normally we would get like a New York, Philly, Boston, somewhere in there.
Right. I would love to see something in between D.C. and Boston.
Absolutely agree.
And like even a little out west, I would take Pittsburgh.
Sure.
It's not that far. I'd said to you beforehand, Vegas would have been the one for them to try 5 or 10,000 people.
I fully agree.
Just because of what Vegas is, with everyone wants to go there because there's so much other stuff to do. It's not prohibitively expensive to go to. You can make the trip prohibitively expensive, but that's on you.
That's on you.
Vegas Convention Center houses so many people. Realistically, the event could have been held in any of the larger casinos.
Absolutely.
They have hall space. Like when we were there, mm-hmm. there was probably 25 other expos or conventions running.
Pretty much always.
From of any field of work.
MGM or, yeah, any of those. There's always a convention going on.
So like
there.
It could have been held in one of the large casinos. It would have been easier for everyone to get to. I get that they're new and they're trying.
Yeah. The first step's an important one. And hopefully we get to see improvement come with the choices for a second step at this point.
So yeah.
Great call outs. Olivia, anything you would like to see?
Yeah. Same thing. Like bigger events with more people in more cities.
I love it.
Be nice. That way everyone gets a chance to go.
Right. If we whiff enough times, right? Like I don't get to play the game at a high enough level enough times, there's no point in me playing the game. And if that's my intent, is like Cliff said, to be playing at a high level for high stakes, and I don't get the opportunity to do that enough, I'm going to go, well, I'm going to move on to a game where I can. So far with everything, Ravensburger has improved everything, whether it be low availability of supply, anything else in between they have worked on improving. I have faith that they will improve on this. Fingers are crossed anyway that we'll be able to do it come the post-Worlds DLC events, and hopefully we all get to go, or at least those of us who really would like to play at that level would be very, very exciting.
I'd even be happy to see if they modified the store champ some and made them like GPTs or PTQs. Like Magic had the qualifiers where if you win the store champs, you get invited to go play in the larger event.
Buys or something in a larger event, mm-hmm. something like that can be really, really good. That extra little bit of sleep is a big deal.
Yes.
So yeah, I totally agree with you. And I'm hoping that they're willing to expand, change things. Even if they change it and make it worse, I'm happy to see them trying and testing different things.
Or if they want the store champs to be like more casual, give us events that are qualifiers to get in. So then you can avoid the Eventbrite gauntlet.
Absolutely.
Like you winning this guarantee, here's your ticket. We've allotted 200 tickets, 200 of these tournaments will run across the country. You're guaranteed in and you get round one bye.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Be a lot of fun. Well, I'm glad you guys got to go. I'm glad you got to have a good time. We look forward to hearing more, hopefully from folks we know who are going out to Seattle. Then from there, we got Continentals and then Worlds to look forward to. So pretty excited to see how they both shake out at Disneyland and World respectively. So that should be pretty awesome. And we know that no matter how you do at one of these events, the only way to get that coveted 2-0 is...
keep questing.